This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of being excellent in the small things. And I had this thought as I recently shared, I was at this author, Steve Pemberton's book signing, the author of A Chance in the World. And one of the things he said was that, you know, we can strive so much sometimes for what we believe is significant in life, but it is also important to be excellent in the small things that we do. And when I look to the scriptures, I reflect on Daniel's life. So, of course, we know that Daniel had several major or significant instances in his life where his faith was tested, right? He had to make a choice about would he allow his name to be changed or would he worship the king's idol or risk death? And then, of course, the ultimate test that Daniel endured was in the lion's den. But Daniel also demonstrated an excellent commitment in his daily life. And that was reflected in his prayer and in his diet. And sometimes we can be so focused on the significant that we overlook the insignificant. But that is what God really clings to, is those insignificant. In other words, can I trust you with the small before I let go of the greater for you? And so to be encouraged the next time we want to overlook something that is significant, let us cling to these words. Then this Daniel became distinguished above all the other presidents because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Daniel 6:3. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, embrace the insignificant. God is watching.